Incoming message.
Get me out of here. This place is full of aliens.
Not a piece, sir.
Well, good evening, guys. How are you tonight? And it's another Peroni evening for me. And how are your streetlights where you are? Now, this video is just a quick update, especially for you young guys out there. Well, all guys in general. Now, I don't know whether you've noticed, but there's been a spate of rapes and sexual assaults that you see in the newspapers every day. Now, am I led to believe that all of a sudden males have gone completely animal and are attacking femmes willy-nilly everywhere? I mean, do you guys think that's the case? Or is there something else at play here? Generally, these males who are charged are celebrities of something or other, or they have money, or both. Now, I'm not saying these allegations are false, but there seems to be an awful lot of them lately, doesn't there? Oh, and let's not forget inappropriate behavior. That covers mostly anything and everything. And the males usually are the target. So let's assume you meet this femme in a bar or in a club somewhere. The modern way is online. You meet each other. You get on really well and you have quite a few drinks together. It gets quite late and all of a sudden you're at your place or at her place. And something happens. And in the next couple of days, policemen end up knocking on your door, saying you've been charged with a suspected sexual crime. And the accuser is the femme you met the other night. And what proof is there? Just the femme's word. And it's up to you to prove otherwise. And how in the hell do you do that? You didn't sign a piece of paper before you went to bed with each other, did you? And the law generally will always believe what the femme says. So it looks like you're up shit creek without a paddle. Maybe we should bring in signing affidavits before. That'll be really sexy. But that's what it's come to, isn't it? Remember, guys, sex is never free. Even if you made the femme have a real good time. Now, I'm not condoning men's bad behavior. This video is for the good men out there, and there are plenty. I was just watching a video, quite an old one, where DNA wasn't sort of recognized as it is today. But a man had spent 5 years in prison because he didn't pay any alimony for his child. And when he got out, the femme took him to court again to man up to his responsibility. And the man told the judge that there was no real proof it was his child. But the femme was adamant it was his. But the court ordered a DNA test. But there was a lot of resistance from the femme, but finally she had to agree. And it was found out that the child wasn't his. And the femme knew that. She even knew the guy who it was. And she let that man spend 5 years in prison over a lie. So don't tell me femmes don't lie about the big things. They do. And generally males' lives get destroyed. And just in the news today, a celebrity star, a male, 20-some years of age, is in a soap in this country. I wouldn't know who it was. Has just been charged with suspected rape. Well, it fits the MO. He's a celebrity, he's got recognition, he's got money. We'll have to wait and see if it's true or not. But even if it turns out to be not true, it destroys a man's career and his character. Keep alert out there, guys, especially the young ones. You behave correctly, but protect yourselves at all times. Especially if you think she's a hottie. That is all for now, gentlemen. Bottoms up, as they say.